My name is Elba de la Torre, and I'm the Director of Education and Outreach here at KXEI, and this is a KXEI Conversation. Joining me today is KP Papiano, a member of the Blacks Friday Night Live effort. KP, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you, Elva.
Blacks Friday Night Live, how did this come about?
Blacks Friday was an effort that I had started last year in regards to opposing Black Friday. Companies use the term Black in order to mean like it's a discount or it's like has a negative connotation to it. But most times those things don't even benefit Black people. They just benefit the company. So I wanted to flip it to Blacks Friday because of the mission that we have of elevating Black people, community, and culture to get people to shop at Black-owned businesses on Fridays. And it was a thing that really got Blacks a buzz on Twitter, Facebook. It was something that I wanted to put out. And then Ashley reached out to me and really corralled all of us Black organizers in Tucson to create something even bigger, which is Blacks Friday Night Live.
Tell me about some of the members and how you all came together.
So we've already all known each other. Shanoa, Sean Louis, Terrell, Cruz, Akil. There's this guy, Robert, who isn't a Black guy, but a Latinx man. We've all communicated with one another and expressed wanting to do more for our community. But I think in the world we were in previously, we weren't allowed to organize as frequently or as potently. I think with the downtime, we were able to get together and just really show up for our community with everything that's happened to Black people, whether it be through the pandemic, whether it be, you know, police brutality and police violence. I think people really decided to be like, hey, you know what? We're all in this situation of a public health crisis. A lot of politicians are putting money over people, and we just wanted to show up for Black people as a marginalized group. And well, a lot of people wanted to start showing up for Black people as a marginalized group because it's not like police brutality is a new thing. It's been happening for generations. It evolved with slavery. So it's still a thing that's killing Black and brown people disproportionately.
KP, Blacks Friday Night Live is in support of Black-owned businesses, and Black-owned businesses are not receiving stimulus funds. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
When the PPP loans came out, Latinx-owned businesses didn't receive 90% of those funds, and Black-owned businesses didn't receive 95% of those funds. But then you see billion-dollar corporations getting paybacks.
Tell me about this event, Blacks Friday Night Live. What's going to be happening during the actual event?
Yeah, it's going to be via Zoom, and people are just going to become more aware of the Black-owned businesses that are within Tucson, Arizona. And they are, because although we're only 4% of the population, there are many Black-owned businesses around Tucson that a lot of people enjoy from, you know, the South Side to Central. It's going to be people speaking about their businesses. It's going to be performances. There's going to be music videos from local Black artists that are going to be shown. It's just going to be like a cultural awakening of what it is that Black people in Tucson contribute to the overall environment of Tucson.
After the event, how can people find out how to support Black businesses here in Tucson?
Look at who owns these businesses, support local businesses primarily, support people just equitably. Move forward in the way in which the world is changing, educate yourself, and understand the disparities of which Black people have faced in America.
So this is really an opportunity for folks to learn more about just who are some of the Black business owners in town that they may not be familiar with. And I hear you talking about supporting local businesses, and knowing who those business owners are is really important. Where can people follow Blacks Friday Night Live?
You can follow Blacks Friday on Instagram, BLAXFRIDAY. You can follow that on Instagram. That's where all of the content for Blacks Friday is coming out of.
My name is Elva, and I have been talking with KP Papiano, who is one of the members of the Blacks Friday Night Live effort here in town. They're having an event this Friday night. You can find out more on the Blacks Friday Night Live Facebook page. KP, thank you so much for joining me on KXEI today. It's great to talk to you.
Likewise, Elva. Always a pleasure.